Okay, today is November 18th, 2017. What is your name?
Faye Ettinger.
And where do you live?
11 miles west of Englewood.
Okay, and what is your occupation?
Just housewife.
Okay, and how old are you?
74.
Okay. When did you first become aware of the Starbuck fire, hereafter referred to simply as the fire?
I guess we first became aware of it at noon on the March the 6th.
Where were you?
At the house, eating lunch.
And what was your immediate reaction?
Well, actually, Frosty got up and looked out and saw smoke west of us, and he said, "I've got to go. That looks like it's over on the Myers Ranch."
Mm-hmm.
And he went out and hooked up the disc and headed west. And by then, it was already coming across toward us.
So how far is the Myers?
About 10 miles from us.
Did he get there?
No. No, the fire department got out there, and they turned him around, but he almost got caught in it just west of our house.
Yeah. And so did he come back and plow around your house?
Yes, but I did not know that. Oh. I did not know they turned him around.
Oh.
You know.
So you didn't know he was there?
No.
How did you know the fire department was at your house?
Saw him come in. Well, Darren actually called from Ashland, and he said, "Grandma, there's a big fire," and he said, "It's headed your way, and the firemen are headed out that way," which I found out later, they were actually headed to the Myers Ranch, and he said, "They're stopping and going to foam your house." I'd never heard of this foaming before.
Yeah.
And about that time, both Englewood and Ashland pulled in to our house.
So who did the foaming?
One bunch did on our side of the road, and one did over on the south side where Frosty's mom had lived.
So did they also wet down trees and stuff? Or?
Yes. They just, around our place, they wet down everything, foamed down everything.
So did you watch them? Were you?
Yeah, I was in the house. And I told, well, Darren Osborne then had come to the door. And he said, "You want to be sure everything's shut up because this foam will be on everything." Yeah. It made me think of when you go through a car wash, you know, that's what it looked like.
Like the soap?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did it dry on your house?
Yeah, but you couldn't really. I mean, you know, if the wind is streaked and everything, but it didn't.
Nothing big. So could you see the fire coming?
Well, yeah, after a bit when I looked out. But, you know, it all happened so fast.
Yeah.
You know, that I didn't realize. All I was worried about was where Frosty was, you know.
So did they tell you he was close or?
Not for quite a long time.
So you didn't know he was there?
No, no, I did not. Because they were busy.
Yeah.
Because it was coming right straight at us.
So could you see the flames?
Yes.
Or was it real smoky?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Did you get a lot of smoke in the house?
Quite a lot. More than I even realized.
Yeah. So I heard you kept busy by making sandwiches.
Well, I did along later in the afternoon when they were still out there. And I made some sandwiches with what little bit I had on hand, you know. Took out to the firemen. They were waiting to get out because it had, you know, surrounded us and nobody could get in.
So had some left before you?
They got the call, I think. You know how bad it was getting over toward Ashland. And, yes, some of them left, and then they all managed to get out, so they had to go. They hated to leave because it was still burning around different places. But
so did you lose anything?
We lost all of our grass and fences and stuff.
But did you have some hay?
No. Well, three bales is all that,
So did you have cattle?
All we had was nine head there because Brian and the boys and Dustin, lease from us, and they had all moved their cattle out before this happened.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was kind of a lucky break, huh?
Yes. But yeah, we ended up losing, well, the cows. We had like 9-head cows, and they started then, Brian and them, when they could get in, took them up to Mineola with the, where theirs were.
You didn't have to destroy any?
No, but we lost some. I mean, as far as destroying them, no, we didn't have to. But some
of them died in the fire?
And most of them lost their calves. Several of them did, because they started calving early.
Yeah, from the fire?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, do you know what time it was when they finally left around your place?
It was probably around 4 o'clock or thereabouts in the afternoon.
So all the fire had been through?
It had already come through, but we still had places out in the tree row or getting, you know, it didn't burn all of our tree row. There was a portion of it, it did some.
So how many times did the fire come through?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know, Diana. It, that day was so... You know what it was like.
Yeah, yeah, it was a blur.
Yeah. So,
did you leave home at all?
I didn't.
Stay there?
Well, there was nowhere to go anyway because I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't even think of leaving home because I still at that point didn't know where Frosty was.
Yeah, when did you find out where Frosty was at?
It was probably when I took the sandwiches out, which I don't know what time that was. And they told me that he'd been disking around all around our place there, that they had got him turned around. But I'm not sure what time that even was.
Yeah. So once they left, did they come back?
No, they didn't. He had a cousin and his son that come in from Mead with water tanks and stuff. And then Ethan and... Layton finally managed to get in. I don't know. They went clear down around by Knowles and somewhere. I mean, where, you know, the fire was already through before they could ever get in. And then they done a lot of putting
like
out hot spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you still have some places on fire on Tuesday?
No. No.
Did you ever lose your electricity?
Oh, yes. We lost our electricity and all of our phone service, you know, cell and regular. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and did you have water?
Yeah, we do have water.
Do you have a generator? Or?
Yes, we've got a generator.
So did it help? So, I mean, did you have electricity then? Or?
Well, yeah, we got it hooked up later on, you know, and was able to have electricity. But,
so when did the electricity go out during the fire?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so burned down electrical lines and stuff?
Poles and stuff. There was a bunch of them down.
Did it take them a while to get them put back up?
I was trying to think, what was that, on a Monday?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it was either Wednesday or Thursday before they got them all back up out there.
Yeah.
You know, to where we had the electricity. It was late one evening, either Wednesday or Thursday evening, before they got us back on.
So did you ever leave after the fire then? Before? Did you go anywhere and kind of see what the landscape looked like?
No, not until a day or two later. Janet came up the next day from Oklahoma.
Did you have to do a lot of house cleaning?
Oh, yes. I'm still, and well, our insurance, they sent a crew in to clean the house and stuff. But the ones that they sent to do the rugs did not do. They done wonderful on everything but the carpets.
Oh, so you have to have them redone?
I actually rented a machine and redone them, but I'm still, at times when I vacuum, you can see there's still
a lot of ash.
Mm-hmm, and stuff.
It covered everything?
Yes.
Did you lose anything? From ash and stuff?
Just... No, we didn't. We were fortunate. I mean, actually, we were lucky.
Yeah.
Now, we'd have lost everything if the department hadn't got in there when they did, because it was headed right straight for our
house. And the foam did did what it's supposed to do, I take it.
No. I couldn't call anybody. Because when he first left, and we realized after Darren, and Darren called shortly after Frosty left the house.
And that's the last call?
And, I called Janet. Mm-hmm. And told her, and called Brian, and Brian was on the way to Nebraska with his job. I told Janet, I said, I don't know where your dad is. I said, put everybody up here on your prayer list, because it's going to be a bad one, you know. And mm-hmm. shortly after I talked to her and Brian then, we lost everything.
Yeah.
So I couldn't call anybody, and nobody could call. Carol and Eugene tried to come out, and they didn't get very far west. And Bill and Darren tried to get out there. Uh-huh. The Meade Fire Department tried to, and they got up there on the hill a half mile from our house. And Bucky Friesen told us, he said, all I could do is sit there and pray, because he said we could see it. And thought you were going to burn Clara out. And he said we couldn't even get there.
Because of all the fires
mm-hmm.
around and
yeah.
the smoke and stuff, how
oh, yeah.
thick it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Anyway.
Yeah, so it's lucky they foamed your house?
Oh, gosh, yeah. That's all that saved it.
Yeah.
Bill Nyer told me later one day when I was in there, he said, he was the one that told me they actually were headed to the Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Ranch, and he said, then we got the call from somebody, and they said, save Frosty Edgar's, because it's heading right straight toward them. Yeah. He said, we were going to do everything we could to keep you guys from burning out.
Yeah.
And they did,
yeah.
you know.
So what's your most vivid memory of the fire?
You know, Diana, I don't know. I never did get scared or worry about myself, about leaving or anything, because like I said, just worrying about where he was, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, the actual fire itself went through there so cotton picking fast, other than, you know, little fires
mm-hmm.
and stuff, that you didn't really. I finally, later in the afternoon, well, I guess that was after the fire department left, I finally went outside and walked across the road, because I could see that it had flared up in the ditch again. And I thought, oh, criminy, because it could have come right on up to the house then.
Right.
And I walked across the road, because by then, I mean, I knew Frosty was back around there. And I took my cell phone. Of course, it didn't do me any good. And I tried, you know, of course, nothing, you know, and looked around what I could, but it was still so smoky, and you know, the soot and stuff blowing and everything.
Yeah, because the wind was still blowing pretty high, right?
Yeah.
Had the temperature changed yet?
At that point, no. I don't think it had. You know, it was still a little later than that.
Like when the fire and the smoke came through, was it a certain color? Was it just gray smoke, or was it black?
Both.
Get real black?
It was just both, yeah. you know.
Yeah.
And you couldn't tell a whole lot because of all the soot and ash and stuff blowing too, you know.
Yeah. So you've lived out in the country most of your life, and you've seen range fires and grass fires and all
nothing
kinds of...
Nothing like this.
So how do they usually fight a fire?
Well, basically just like they were. Well, of course, they finally got in the... Eugene will tell you, he told Carol something when they couldn't get out there. He said, I can't remember how he worded it. They weren't just in fighting the fire mode, but trying to save stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And all, but, you know, usually, like all the ranchers or everybody, you know, anybody that's got water tanks and stuff or tractors and fire departments, just like they do right now,
yeah.
you know, so.
Go out there and get...
Do everything they can. To help
yep.
and save stuff, so.
So who were some of the people or agencies that proved helpful during the fire?
Oh, good gosh. I couldn't begin to name all of them. We had hay come in from several different states. We had, Alan, Janet's husband, some of his relation that are managers at a children's home down in Oklahoma came up that first weekend after the fire and started tearing out fence, what was left, you know, rolling mm-hmm. wire and yeah. pulling the steel post and stuff, and they were there all weekend. And then the next weekend, we go to the Countryside Church over there, you know, and uh-huh. Some of the young men from there had come out through the week and talked to Frosty and said they wanted to get a crew together and come out. And we had 101 people from the, well, not just the church, but around Mead and mm-hmm. just volunteers they got that came out and worked all day pulling post and rolling wire. And the Pizza Hut in Mead furnished pizza for everybody. Okay. And the ladies of our church come out, brought tables and stuff from the church, set them up right out there at our garage.
Yeah.
Brought all the drinks and everything, homemade cookies and everything to go along with the pizzas. And
cool.
I mean, they run them through there like clockwork.
And, so how much fence did you lose?
We only lost about 6 miles. Nothing like,
yeah,
you know.
Hundreds, but
of course,
6 miles still a lot.
See, we leased the Richard Fincham place west of us. Now, uh-huh. there's a lot more miles of that lost. I can't even tell you how many.
So
they're still working on it.
They got it all torn out pretty quickly, and then now it's just getting it put
yeah,
back in?
Yeah.
You have to replace everything, or could you repair some of it?
Oh, very little of it could be repaired, and everything. Janet and Janet's son, they all got on Facebook. Because you know what first Mead County was? See, we're in Mead County. Well,
right.
At first they weren't really even mentioned.
Right.
And Janet and Aaron used to be Cotton Ball that
yes.
lives at Mead.
Mm-hmm. Boggs.
And, yeah, Boggs. And then another little gal over there, and they got on Facebook, and they got things, the ball rolling. And then Janet and Jacob, their son, they got on the ball down at their churches.
Uh-huh.
And that we haven't, Diana had to buy anything. We had a crew come in two different weekends from Eastern Kansas, 19 people one weekend and 21 another weekend
mm-hmm.
that built all of our outside fences.
Yeah.
We still have, you know, a little bit of
inside,
but
you weren't moving any of the fences, were you? They all went back where they
yeah,
were before?
Yeah, they all went back like they were,
yeah.
you know. But uh-huh. they come out, just wanted to, and they were from a church back there in eastern Kansas somewhere.
Yeah.
And
so how'd you get hooked up with them?
Actually, the way we got hooked up with them was through Randall Spare.
Oh,
he
yeah.
had, because, you know, Randall and Michelle go to church over
uh-huh.
there, too.
Yeah.
And I guess this I had called Randall and asked him, and Randall knew, you know, what mm-hmm. we had lost and stuff, and
yeah.
he put him in touch with us.
Yep. So did you, and you got hay too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so did that come through the Inglewood people bringing that out, or?
From Ashland and Inglewood.
From Ashland.
And everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of it, you know. I mean, you know, from feed and seed, I mean, they sent some of it, mm-hmm. you know, some of them out, and then a lot of it was coming in, going out to Greg, or, well, going to Inglewood, but, you
yeah.
know, and
yeah.
they were sending a bunch of it out there, because even though we didn't have any cattle out there, they knew we were going to have them back out, you know. And,
yeah.
So
if you were to go look at your pastures now, have they recovered, or?
A lot, a whole lot. I mean, if it wasn't for still fences needing put up and tree rows where they've burnt and the tamarack west of us and stuff, I mean, just looking, you know, you wouldn't realize how terrible it was.
There was a fire.
Yeah.
Did it, after the fire, when everything was pretty much gone. Did it blow quite a bit?
Oh, yeah.
Had lots of
you
dirt?
You know, I wish I'd have brought the iPad in because we've got a whole bunch of pictures that Janet took the next day. And the funny thing was, Diana, where that went, I mean, it had blown so much, you know, where that burnt, mm-hmm. you couldn't see any black. Down there in the tamaracks, you could. Mm-hmm. But the sand had just literally covered the black.
Yeah.
It was so unreal. I mean, you know, this fire comes through and you'd think everything would be black. But just because of that high wind and the dirt and sand blowing, yeah. we didn't realize there was so much sand, many sand hills. I mean, because they've always been covered.
So much. Yeah. So did you lose any windmills or solar panels or?
No.
Water tanks?
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So what effect, physical or financial or emotional, has the fire had on you? Or on people's, which you think most?
Probably, I don't know, probably emotional and financial, really, you know.
Yeah.
Because you wonder, I mean, where is the money going to come from to replace all the fencing? Because it's, you know.
Did you take advantage of the funds that were offered by the Ashland Community Foundation and the KLA and all of that?
No, we didn't apply for any of that? We didn't.
Well, you got a lot of donations from people just coming and helping.
Yep. And everything we've got's been just totally donations.
And they brought the fencing with them?
They brought, Janet and Alan, or Jacob and Alan and Janet all, they come up. Janet works at the school at Davenport. Mm-hmm. And her boss, or the superintendent, his dad owns a trucking company.
Oh.
They had got enough donations of fencing supplies and stuff, and she asked him if his dad would let him rent or hire one of their drivers and bring a truckload of stuff up to us. And he talked to his dad, and he said, no, I will not. But he said, I will furnish the truck. I will furnish the driver.
Ooh.
But we're going to fill the truck up before it goes up there.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, they just, like say, actually, on Facebook and through their both of their churches. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they come up with a whole semi-load.
Yeah.
Trailer load of supplies.
Quite a bit then.
Yeah.
Was it mostly T-posts or
both.
Wood posts?
Both. Yeah. And wire, you know. Yeah. And
the clips?
Oh, yeah.
All that
all
stuff.
All the clips that went with the T-post and stuff. So.
Yeah. So can you perceive of anything positive that's resulted from the fire?
Oh, gosh, there's so much positive. I wouldn't know where to start. You know. I mean, I think it's really drawn people close together and, you know, through all of this. You just, you know, how everybody, all of us kind of go our own way and it just seems like it's drawn everybody closer, you know.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. So, I already asked you that. Let me see. So what can you do or have you done to ensure you know, to prepare for a future fire?
Actually, I don't know. I can't say what we've really done. Just, you know, I just keep praying we don't have another one made.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And you were kind of, like, caught, right? Because you couldn't go anywhere, right?
Right.
And it was there before they even...
You know, Bernard Smith actually called us at noon.
Uh-huh.
And he said, there is a fire. It's over by the old what they used to call this old Mackey Bridge, which is 10 miles from us, about 10 miles. And he said, it's kind of headed that way, so you might want to watch it. Watch out.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's just the first we knew anything, because, you know, we're kind of down in a hole out there, and you don't always see stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just that quick, then it was just, Frosty just got up, because we were eating, and he didn't even finish eating. He just got up and looked out. Well, we, you know, he could see the smoke and mm-hmm. stuff and just said, I've got to go. He said, it looks like this is over to Myers now.
Yeah.
And he just went out and hooked up and headed west.
So did he check out these tractors, see if there was gas in it? Or
he knew it. He keeps it
all done up?
Yeah.
Just had to hook up the disc?
Yeah, and he said that was one thing he just here lately told somebody. He said, 9 times out of 10, when I go back up to hook up anything, I do it 3 or 4 times thinking I'm close enough for something. Yeah. You know, he's got macular in one eye. And he said, you know, that was so odd. He said, I backed up to that disc perfect.
Ooh.
And just got down, hooked it up, and had it. Uh-huh. And I knew he did because I was watching, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he wasn't hardly 5 minutes.
So did he make a whole lot of passes around your house? Or?
You know, I don't know how many he actually did. I never, you know, quite a few. But I never did actually ask him. And there was, you know, so much going on that, you know.
Yep. So what kind of sandwiches did you make?
Ham.
Ham?
I had part of a ham, and I sliced off as much as I could. I didn't have enough for a whole lot. And, you know, I kept thinking, oh, man, this is one time you wish you had supplies on hand. But, I mean, whoever thought that, you know.
Yeah, and most of them didn't get lunch.
No, no.
Yeah, so they were very grateful to get those sandwiches.
I had some bottled water and pop, and I just took out the sandwiches. I told them, I said, I don't have very many, but here's what I've got, mm-hmm. you know, and here's water and pop. And they said, well, mainly the water, but they took all of it.
Yeah.
You know, and so anyway.
That's good.
So are you recording this?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something after you turn that door. I won't tell you.
What do you think the community can do to prepare for things like this, fires,
gosh,
or other emergencies?
Disasters or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Diana, I don't know. I really don't.
They were pretty good about evacuating anyway, weren't they?
Oh,
got most people out of the way?
Yeah, because, you know, like I said, Carol and Eugene were headed our way.
Uh-huh.
And couldn't get out there. And they turned around and headed back. And by the time they got back in town, which they really didn't get too far out, she said that, I don't even know who put out the word to evacuate. And they ended up in a wheat field south of town, I think it was. You know.
I think a bunch did.
Yeah. I know Brenda and them did and stuff, you know. And
I think Walkers were down there.
Yeah, I think
she
they
mentioned
were.
Walkers.
Mm-hmm, I think so. I think so.
So anything strike you as something they'll never forget about the fire or about the people that came and helped?
No, not one, any one certain thing.
Just have lots of things?
Yeah. You know, the generosity of all the people and like I say, the people that you've never even heard of.
Yeah.
And, you know, people coming in and helping and the hay that come in, because we had hay come in from several different states. I can't even tell you how many different ones.
Did you meet the truck drivers?
Part of them.
Brought stuff?
Part of them. We did.
Yeah. Did they have any meals over here for volunteers or did they do anything like that?
You know, I really don't know what they did here in town. I know there was a lot of stuff brought in for people, you know, and everything. But as far as that part, I don't know. We were so busy with people coming and going out there, it was hard to know what was going on right here.
So how long did people come and go at your house?
Oh, good Lord, several weeks.
Was it into April?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or into May?
Oh, probably. I was trying to think when the last crew come in, because they come in, the ones that come in to build the fence, it was several weeks later than before they come back. They were there two different times, you know.
Yeah, and always a big crew?
That was the ones that there was 18 or 19 one time and 21 the other time, and they spent the whole weekend out there, you know. In fact, they even stayed out there.
I was going to say, where did they stay?
Well, Frosty's mother's house is still over there.
Uh-huh.
And we put a part of them at our house, and then one of them brought a camper, yeah. a little camper, and some stayed in it, and some, and the rest, they stayed over across the road, you know, and we fed all of them, you know, ourselves, but anyway, I said, I'll tell you what, and it was men and women both that came, you know.
Any children?
Yeah, there was some pretty small.
Yeah.
And the first weekend when the Allen's relation come in, they had, well, there was one little boy. I think he was 4 years old. In fact, Jan got the cutest picture. And then there was another one that was a little older. And they were carrying a little bucket walking down the ditch. They were getting the clips that they people were... She got pictures of them doing that, going walking along. It was so cute, you know. And so, but boy, they were right out there with them the whole time.
Yep. So, do you keep in touch with any of these volunteers?
The other crew that come in, we've talked to Frosty's talked to him several times. Mm-hmm. You know, he has called them, and Janet has kept. In touch, well, not a lot, but with one or two of the truck drivers.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, several of them, had contacted her through Facebook and said that's the only way they knew anything about it. And she had a text from one little gal that had come with her husband, and I can't tell you where they even were from. Just here lately, she heard from her and wanted to know how all of us were doing.
Yeah. So, that social media was very helpful during this fire.
After they finally got it out that we had a fire.
That's true. Took a little bit.
Yeah.
So do you have any other thoughts or things you'd like to share about this experience?
Not that I can think of. Just hope we never see it again. You know.
Yeah, really.
Every time the wind blows like it is today and stuff, you worry. I guess there was a little fire yesterday evening, wasn't there?
Had a grass fire at Clausen's.
Yeah. Oh, I knew that. How close was it to them?
Pasture,
yeah.
I know. They called everybody in 10:22 to turn them around because they got it put out rather quickly. So.
Yeah. Well, that's what Darren had called and told Tammy, because we went over there for Bill's birthday yesterday, and you know, and he said, "Mom, I don't know what time we'll be there."
Yeah.
You know, because he was helping Kyle Cottonball. Kyle's really, really jumpy, I think, over, you know, in case they had to move cattle and stuff. So.
Yeah, I think they're all a little jumpy.
Yeah, everybody is.
Yeah, because the wind's been blowing
and
the humidity is low.
It's really dry again.
Yeah, and everything grew back really well after the fire.
Yeah.
So, and then the stuff that didn't get burnt.
It's
a lot.
It could do it again already.
It's true. So, anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing your experience.
You're welcome.